The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
I'm Jerry Lazzaro. I chair the worship committee here at the Thomas Paine UU Fellowship, and I have the honor and pleasure this morning of assisting our guest worship leader, Mike Holliday, in exploring sheltered revelations, discoveries we make when we're compelled by circumstances to withdraw from many of our habitual routines and activities, when we find ourselves with time and space to more closely examine our lives. All religious traditions give us examples of those who temporarily detach from the world in search of truth, meaning, spiritual growth. From the prophets of the Old Testament to the contemplatives, the Christian contemplatives of the Middle Ages and Renaissance, from Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha, meditating beneath the Bodhi tree, to our Unitarian Universalist ancestor, Henry David Thoreau, living in the woods by Walden Pond for 2 years and 2 months. These prophetic teachers remind us that we shouldn't view times of detachment and isolation as wholesale retreats from life, but as opportunities to advance our lives, to prepare ourselves to move forward with renewed energy and a clearer, firmer sense of purpose and meaning. With that thought in mind, let's share our opening words, Call from Beyond, by Unitarian Universalist minister and Navy chaplain, Reverend Susan McGannon. From beyond the playful summer clouds, beyond the Earth's thin blue line, from beyond the bright moon and meteor showers, we hear the call to look and listen carefully, to turn away from a world that buys and sells happiness, to fully experience the luring whisper of our heart's truth. Why not today? Why not now? We are here and together at home in this evolving place, home in this ever-changing breath and body, home in this dewy morning, even as it reaches toward a high, hot noon. We hear the call from far beyond and deep within, and we do not hear it alone. Yes, whoever you are, from wherever you've come, wherever you may be on your journey, whatever you must in conscience, truly, responsibly believe, whatever your gender, identity, or expression, whomever you love, whoever loves you, we welcome you this morning. Come, let us worship together. And now let's light our chalice and our peace lamp. Amy Nabot will share our chalice lighting words and light our chalice, followed by Preston Lutweiler, who will light our peace lamp.
Good morning. The chalice and the flame together form the symbol of our free faith. We light our chalice this morning with words by Reverend.
Can't hear, John.
We light our chalice this morning with words by Reverend Sarah Lammert, co-director of Ministries and Faith Development of the Unitarian Universalist Association. The element of fire represents passion, veracity, authenticity, and vitality. If the chalice is the supporting structure of Unitarian Universalism, then we are the flame. We are the flame fanned strong by our passion for freedom, our yearning for truth-telling, our dancing to be authentic with one another, and the vitality we sustain in our meeting together. In all of this, there is love.
After I light the peace lamp, your response will be, and with all the people of the world. May peace be with you, and with all the people of the world.
And now, I think it's time for us to sing together. Our gathering song, Morning Has Come, written by Unitarian Universalist singer-songwriter Jason Shelton. He composed it for a Unitarian Universalist Musicians Workshop in 2001, and it was one of the opening songs at the 2011 Unitarian Universalist General Assembly. Now, on this recording, Jason Shelton sings the first verse once through slowly, which will help us learn the melody, so that's great. And then a choir repeats the first verse at tempo, followed by the two additional verses. So pick up the words on the slides and let us all sing together to greet the new day.
Morning has come. Arise and greet the day. Dance with joy and sing a song of gladness. The light of hope here shines upon each face. May it bring faith to guide our journey.
And now Mike Holliday will present our Moment for All Ages. Mike, welcome back to Thomas Paine. He's no stranger to us. This is the fifth time since 2017 that Mike Holliday has helped us to worship together on a Sunday morning. Mike?
Good morning. I'm going to be talking about sheltered revolutions in a few minutes. Now, to be sheltered is to put yourself into a safe place, whether it's from danger or a storm or a trouble. And a revelation is a sudden understanding of an idea of someone or even yourself. And I had a sheltered revelation when I got 12 years old. That year, our family summer vacation took us camping to a very remote place in Canada on the banks of the Ottawa River. We drove till the dirt road ended, and that's where we pitched our tent. There were no other campers around. The nearest village was miles away, and we were about as isolated as you could get. At night, there were no lights, so the stars were spectacular. As a footnote to story, my father and I were more or less tolerated each other. He was very much into hunting and fishing, and I was into music and art. When I started college at James Madison down in Harrisonburg, Virginia, he drove me down, a good 4-hour drive, and he hardly said a word to me. My dad had brought along our fishing gear, his 12-foot Sears and Roebuck aluminum rowboat with a 1.5 horsepower outboard where he had rescued from the trash. At this location, the river was about a mile wide. The second day we were there, Dad wanted to try fishing on the far side of the river. He was out for pike. I was on for the ride. So we took the boat all the way across the river, and just about as soon as we got there, suddenly the sky was filled with dark clouds and a strong wind started up, and it was whipping up waves on the river. And Dad decided that the best thing for us to do was to head back across the river to keep. We hadn't gone far, and the wind increased dramatically. Now, Dad was a sailor and knew that he had to head into the wind or our little rowboat might capsize. Then it started to rain, and he had to get down on the floor of the boat, up in the bow, and to cover up with a poncho. As we slowly made our way through the storm, I could peek and see my father being pelted by the wind and the rain and a firm hand on the tiller steering us to safety. He had sheltered me from the storm, and his actions told me without words that he loved me. Let us join together now for responsive reading. I think we have slides. Okay. Please join us. This response reading from reading number 660, To Live Liberally by Henry David Thoreau. Why should we live in such a hurry and waste of life?
We are determined to be starved before we are hungry.
I wish to live deliberately, front only the essential facts of life.
I wish to learn what life has to teach and not, when I come to die, discover that I have not lived.
I do not wish to live what is not life. Living is so dear.
Nor do I wish to practice resignation unless it is quite necessary.
I wish to live deep, sorrow of life.
Want to cut a broad swath to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms.
If it proves to be mean, then to get the whole and genuine meanness of it and publish it to the world.
Or if it be sublime, to know by experience and to be able to give a true account of it.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. These are some of my shelter revelations. I'm sure that you are going to be quite different from me. When we were first told to shelter at home, I'm sure there were many who thought this would be over in a few weeks. And I knew there would be a portion of the population would not take this serious. After all, it's just a virus. But I started suddenly, our lives were turned upside down in good ways, and started checking the numbers daily. And it didn't take long for me to understand that this was serious. I did my part. I made masks out of shirts because stores were sold out. The shelves of the grocery stores were empty. I had hours at the bakery practically, and with no tips, my wages fell dramatically. And all my gigs at the farmers market were canceled. Well, all my summer gigs were canceled. But I was lucky. I'm on Social Security, so I had some money coming in. And I'm sure my neighbors, with their four small children and a dog, had a much different experience than I did. But I live by myself, and I started cleaning, really cleaning. And I started organizing things. And I found things that I had long forgotten. It changed how I lived. And without the distractions of work and socializing, I had to focus on my music and play guitar than I played before. And I wrote more than ever before. Today, as I share my stories, share some of the songs that came from sheltered revelations. At first, I revisited old lyrics and phrases never found their way in a song. One of these hooks was, I pulled trust out of a bag of stones. Years ago, I had been visiting a friend in Massachusetts, and on Sunday morning before I left, she held out a bag and said, it was a bag of stones. And the one I picked out was this. Can you see that? It says trust. And that's etched into the stone. And I keep this stone in my gig bag. And during this craziness, I figured I needed trust more now than ever. Every morning, without warning, I pull trust out of a bag of stones. And that trust is a song that I sing as I head down the open road, but not alone. I've got the song of the spirit of love inside of me. Fills me with joy and sings in my voice. I've got the song of the spirit of love inside of me, inside of me. And what that taught me was that you can take the past and make things. Now, normally I write lyrics first. That's the way I've always written. And then I try and fit the music to the words. But in this crazy mixed world, and because I had been playing so much, I came up with musical melodies. And I came with this one. And as I played it, it sounded like, to me, the words just came in, singing a happy song. And before you knew it, I had a verse. Singing a happy song, singing a happy song, little bit Sunday morning, little bit gospel song, little bit sing hallelujah. You can sing along, singing a happy song. Well, before you know it, I had five more verses, and I recorded it on my phone, this happy song, and I posted it to YouTube and my Facebook page. And I learned that it's okay to do differently. In fact, it's a thing to try now and then to do things they don't usually do. Now, I came up with another melody, another riff. It goes like this. And I was doing the laundry at the laundromat one day, and I went outside and I leaned against the car. I took off my mask and I looked up at the sun. And I felt the warm sun on my face. And in this craziness, it felt really good. And this is what came from that simple, warm feeling. When I feel the sun warm on my face, I'm so amazed, the sun's so far away, how can it touch me so? But you touch me every day, you are not so far away, and I'm amazed, so amazed, that you love me so. Yes, I'm amazed, so amazed that you love me so. The song became a celebration of simple things. Sunlight on my face, a cool breeze on a summer day, birds singing their morning song. And in this new normal craziness, a simple thing, like a letter, a phone call from a friend, could make my day. Now, I'm a big fan of the prayer of St. Francis. Make me an instrument of your peace. And for years, I tried to work that into a song. But instrument is such a mouthful that I never could do it. But I stumbled onto the word servant. And it's not this prayer of St. Francis, but it's got the same feel. Make me a servant of your peace inside me.
Your love is all that I need to guide me. Grant me the wisdom to see. Sharing your love is the key. Make me a servant of your peace. Make me a servant of your peace.
So I recorded that on my phone and posted the video to Facebook and YouTube. And this whole thing about working with my phone and recording it and just doing like what we're doing now is so unnatural to me. But I posted it to my Facebook page, and a friend of mine, Reverend Jim Gennady from the Temple United Methodist Church, contacted me and asked me if he could use it in one of his virtual services. And I was pleased that what I was doing was making a difference. One of the things that has been a big impact for a lot of people is that when someone passes away that we know, there's not much you can do. When I heard that a friend of mine from California had passed away, I didn't know what to do. And what came out of me was not a song. It was a lament. There are no words that can express sorrow, as well as a diminished chord that lingers long into tomorrow. There are no words that can express lonely, as well as an a cappella song that you sing when no one else can hear. There are no words that can express regret, as well as a solemn, tacit pause in a song that you wrote for a friend. And I wonder, will we ever be able to hold the hand of a grieving friend again? Will we ever be able to share a comforting hug? Now, I used to be a theater geek. I did theater in high school. I did theater in college. I did theater in Japan while I was in the Navy. And I did community theater for many, many years. I acted, directed, designed, and even had 2 one-act plays produced at a community theater level. But I stopped 20 years ago to focus on my songwriting. But in the middle of this COVID-19 storm, I pulled out an unfinished script and rekindled the passion that had driven me for many, many years. And in the solitude of the sheltered life, I found a discipline that I could not have found when my life was full of distractions. And in fact, some of the songs that I wrote, Singing a Happy Song is part of this show. And I ended up coming up with about 15 songs for this show. And keep your fingers crossed. We'll see what happens. And you have experiences from your sheltered time. And at the September 20th service at Thomas Paine, you can share your experiences. Now, there's information about who to contact in the order of service, but keep that in mind. Think about your experiences. In your sheltered time, what have you learned? What have you found? Maybe you found that what you need is different than what you want. Maybe you learned things about your family that you never knew. Maybe you found the joy in something very simple. Maybe you learn something about yourself. COVID-19 is not going away anytime soon, but we will get a vaccine and things will get back to normal. And you will forget about it. Just like people forget that people still die of AIDS every day. Don't forget what you learned. Remember your sheltered revelations. And when things do get back to distractions, and you are filled with distractions in your life, remember, you can seek shelter anytime. Let it be so.
Thank you so much, Mike. And notice his plug for our September 20th service. I think you've really inspired us to look into ourselves and to take stock of what we're doing in this rather disturbing time and see what it is that we can gain from it, what we can gather from this experience and share with others. So thank you so much. It's now time in our service to open up the floor here to those who would like to express a joy that is lifting their spirits up, a sorrow that is weighing their spirit down, or some gleaning from this sermon. After a little bit of a musical interlude here to allow you to gather your thoughts, John Sayre will come on and explain again, those of us who have a tendency to forget, how it is that we can participate in this morning's Matters of the Heart. Thank you. And now it's time to extinguish our chalice. Amy Nabet lit our chalice this morning, so I'll turn it over to Amy to extinguish it while we read these words. We may extinguish this flame, but we can never extinguish the divine spark residing in us, an abiding source of renewal, always available to us if we but take the time and effort to connect with the deepest self and listen to what it reveals about us, about ourselves, and about the interconnected web of existence of which we are a part. And I leave you with these words by UU minister, Reverend Tim Haley, who retired from active ministry in 2011. We walk this earth but a brief moment in time. Amid our suffering and pain, however great or small, let us continue to learn how to celebrate life. Let us continue to grow in our capacity to love ourselves and each other. And let us continue to move forward toward the goal of a just world community. Go this day in a renewed spirit of peace and hope, and with the wisdom to greet the new week. And now it's time to sing our closing song. From all the fret and fever of the day, this is a melody which is not quite as familiar to us as some, but it's pretty popular. There are no less than three settings of this tune in our gray hymnal. The one we'll sing this morning is From All the Fret and Fever of the Day, and Christine Perry will lead us in singing.
There be moments when we turn away, and deaf to all confusing outer din, intently listen for the voice within. In quietness and solitude we find the soundless wisdom of the deeper mind, with clear harmonious purpose let us then bring richer
Thank you, Christine. That was wonderful. Beautiful, beautiful words, beautiful music. And now turn it over to Preston Lutweiler. Our service is concluded, and he'll talk to us about our offering and the announcements for the morning.
Good morning. I'm Preston Lutweiler, treasurer of Thomas Paine UU Fellowship, and I'll be doing the announcements this morning. First of all, just a reminder on donating to Thomas Paine, either for the offering or on your pledge. You can visit the website at tpuuf.org and donate on the click donate on the homepage header and use the virtual basket to make your donation. You can put a comment in the comment box on how you would like your donation applied. You can also donate by mail, and we're receiving checks at our fellowship, 3424 Ridge Avenue or Ridge Pike, Collegeville, PA. And we do check the mailbox there, and thank you for those of you who are still sending checks. You can put a memo line in the on the check to indicate how you would like your donation to be applied. This week at our fellowship, Monday, we have communications committee meeting at 7 o'clock. It will be by Zoom, as all of our meetings are now. On Tuesday, the 11th, we'll have a board meeting at 7 o'clock. And Thursday, August 13th, we will have yoga by Zoom at 6 o'clock. In August, we're going to, the theme for August is going to be Gather in Spirit, Harvest the Power. And we would like to make the month of August an intentional month of preparation and rededication for our fellowship. During each week in the month, we would like you to make some notes, a response to three questions, same questions every week, about your yearnings for personal spiritual development, yearnings for the congregation, or yearnings for the broader community of the world. There are instructions and a form to do this in the beacon. And keep your responses, because we'll share with you at the end of August an easy way to harvest our responses so that we can all learn from one another. Also, as Mike mentioned and Jerry, we're having a service on September 20th to talk about the impact of quarantine on our lives. And Gina Mastrangelo is leading this service. And if you would like to participate and share your personal expressions and participate in the service, please email Gina at jmastrangeli2@verizon.net by August 31st. It should be a good service. Next week, Butch Larsenese is going to share what he's learned from the timely book, Love Your Enemies, How Decent People Can Save America from the Culture of Contempt, by author and policy analyst Arthur C. Brooks. Please plan to join us. And that ends the announcements. The service is over. Take a break, get some refreshments, and we'll see you back here following the postlude for online fellowship and conversation.
Every morning, without warning, pulled just out of a bag of stone. And that trust is the song that I sing as I hit down the open road, but not alone. I've got the song of the spirit of love inside of me. Fills me with joy and sings in my voice. I got the song of the spirit of love inside of me. Each new sunrise is a surprise, and every road that I walk down leads me to find the love and the joy that's all around, and I can hear a joyful sound. I've got the song for the spirit of love inside of me. Fills me with joy and sings in my voice. I've got the song of the spirit of love inside of me. The song changes with a new verse every day, but the love that guides my life remains the same. I've got the song of the spirit of love inside of me. Fills me with joy and sings in my voice. I've got the song of the spirit of love inside of me. Inside of me. Inside of me. Inside of me.